Practice Makes Perfect by Wearing Tearing. Read by X-Men Hater. Summary. Wei Wuxian wants to get pregnant. They practice every day. They practice every day. Lan Chan, Lan Erguke, why do you tease your poor mate like this? Wei Wuxian whines, breath punched out of him as Lan Wangji slides into him again, so slow and so deep that it brings tears to Wei Wuxian's eyes. Wei Wuxian is on all fours on their bed, the sheets mussed and already stained with slick and cum from an earlier round, while Lan Wangji slowly fucks him from behind. He can feel the swell of Lan Wangji's knot catch against his rim every time his mate moves. It's one of the best feelings in the world as far as Wei Wuxian is concerned. Wei Ying, Lan Wangji murmurs, mouth hot and wet over Wei Wuxian's mating bite. One of his hands clutches tightly at Wei Wuxian's hip while the other cups his flat stomach. They've been mated for 6 months and married for 2, and Wei Wuxian isn't exaggerating when he says he's never been this happy. Lan Wangji spoils him and loves him and makes all of his wildest dreams come true. Right now, their mating bond is a mix of pleasure and love as they work on one of their favorite activities. Yes, husband, Lan Chan, my Lana Gaga. Wei Wuxian gasps in return, as he sneaks one hand under himself and rests it over Lan Wangji's own on his stomach. Do you think this will be the time? Will we finally have our little one? Lan Wangji growls and tightens his hold on Wei Wuxian, snapping his hips faster and harder. Wei Wuxian bites back a smile. They've been doing this with intent every day since their wedding night. They both know it won't take, not until Wei Wuxian goes through his heat again. But it's fun to practice. It's fun to fuck and rile each other up and think about having a little one in 9 months' time, a perfect mix of the two of them. So, they practice. Every day. I think we will. Wei Wuxian picks up his line of thought, skin hot and tingling with pleasure. I think you'll fuck me so nice and deep that you'll breed me full and I'll grow big with our... Wei Wuxian doesn't get to finish his sentence. Lan Wangji slams into him, not locking them together, just as he bites down on their mating mark. Wei Wuxian's entire body tenses when pleasure, like nothing else he's ever known, rushes through the bond and he comes untouched just as Lan Wangji spills inside him. They fall to the bed in the tangle of limbs, Lan Wangji's body snug against Wei Wuxian's back, and do their best to catch their breaths. Wei Wuxian can feel the rapid beat of his mate's heart against his spine, strong and reassuring. We're so good at that, aren't we? Wei Wuxian slurs. One of his cheeks is mashed against the bed while the other serves as a pillow for Lan Wangji's jaw. Aren't we, Lan Chan? Lan Wangji hums and then turns his head to brush a kiss to Wei Wuxian's temple and nuzzle at his hairline, scent marking him. The best. Wei Wuxian grins. He pats his hand around the bed until Lan Wangji finds it and tangles their fingers together. My Lan Erguke, excessive praise is against the rules.
So is telling lies, Lan Wangji says right back.
Wei Wuxian laughs, and that laugh turns into a gasp when it makes Lan Wangji's knot shift inside of him. Oh, he murmurs and clenches around Lan Wangji's cock.
Wei Ying,
Lan Wangji warns, squeezing Wei Wuxian's hand. Wei Wuxian shifts his hips, hissing a little when his oversensitive cock presses against the bed. But it's worth it when that only makes Lan Wangji's knot press harder against that spot inside of him that makes him see stars.
Stay still,
Lan Wangji hisses and clamps one hand down on Wei Wuxian's hip.
But Lan Chan,
Wei Wuxian whines, arching his back.
Shouldn't we make sure it took? Shouldn't you fuck me twice so we know you got me pregnant? I know you can go again.
There's a second of silence and then Lan Wangji growls. Wei Wuxian grins. Like he said, they practice every day. Heats demand preparation. Wei Wuxian knows this, has known this since he presented, has had to organize matters for this kind of seclusion several times before when he felt his skin warm and his scent twist with something sweet. It's so much work and he hates it. This time, though, Wei Wuxian has his mate to do all the hard work for him.
Lan Wangji takes to it easily. Wei Wuxian would laugh at the smug and proud glint in Lan Wangji's eyes to be the one providing for his mate, if it didn't make him feel hot under his robes. Lan Wangji is so good to him, in all ways, and Wei Wuxian loves him so, so, so much. Because Lan Wangji, Lan Chan, Hang Guanjun is this good, when Wei Wuxian wakes up 3 weeks later with a flush on his cheeks and a change in his scent, everything is ready. All Wei Wuxian needs to do is whine low in his throat and squirm a little in their bed-turned nest, and Lan Wangji rushes to his side.
Weighing, Lan Wangji asks, fingers quick to push Wei Wuxian's hair out of his face.
You better be ready, Lan Chan, Wei Wuxian murmurs, and his grabby hands already find themselves clutching at Lan Wangji's robes so he can bring his mate closer to him.
My heat's starting.
I am ready, Lan Wangji says, those three words holding so much meaning that Wei Wuxian can't help but smile.
Kiss me then, Wei Wuxian demands and tilts his chin up.
Lan Wangji's eyes darken, but he obliges. Wei Wuxian can't help but moan against Lan Wangji's mouth, loving the taste of his mate and the way he takes control of the kiss until Wei Wuxian is left a trembling and breathless mess. At the first touch of Lan Wangji's hand to his hips, Wei Wuxian lights up. His thighs are slick already, his cock hard, but Lan Wangji's hold on him makes the fire inside his belly burn through his entire body.
Wei Wuxian gasps with it, lips going slack against Lan Wangji's, and all he can do is grip his mate's shoulders and beg.
Lana Gaga, please, please don't make me wait, Wei Wuxian whimpers.
Lan Wangji doesn't. Before Wei Wuxian can even mourn the absence of his touch on his hips, his mate has taken them both out of their clothes and settled on top of Wei Wuxian again.
Wei Ying, Lan Wangji murmurs against the side of Wei Wuxian's neck, hands greedy at Wei Wuxian's thighs, spreading them open as his teeth come down on Wei Wuxian's mating mark.
Wei Wuxian moans and tips his head back, legs coming around to wrap themselves around Lan Wangji's waist. He's never felt pleasure like this before, so hot and deep that it makes him feel like he'll die without Lan Wangji's knot inside of him. He tells Lan Wangji as much, only to get a bruising kiss in reply.
Alpha, please,
Wei Wuxian gasps, arching his back so he can feel the length of Lan Wangji brush against his stomach. He needs it inside of him, right now, right this second.
Lan Chan, I need you and me. I need your knot. Please, please, please.
Lan Wangji doesn't make him beg again. Wei Wuxian's eyes roll to the back of his head when Lan Wangji presses in without even so much as checking Wei Wuxian with his fingers first.
Not that he needs to. Wei Wuxian is wet and open for his mate, for his knot, ready to be filled and tied and bred.
Wei Ying.
Lan Wangji nuzzles Wei Wuxian's cheek, lips brushing against his jaw.
I'll take care of you.
Wei Wuxian never thought otherwise.
He almost comes at the first snap of Lan Wangji's hips. His skin tingles and shivers run down his spine as Lan Wangji fucks him, slow and hard, just like Wei Wuxian likes, and bites at his neck and collarbones. Wei Wuxian is going to have so many new marks and bruises after this is done, and he loves it. There are no words between them as they move together, chasing the heat that lights up Wei Wuxian's skin, just how they practiced. Wei Wuxian catches Lan Wangji's eyes when he feels his thrust start to stutter, feels Lan Wangji's knot growing and catching against his rim, feels Lan Wangji's hand slide up from his hip to rest against his stomach. He grins, cheeks flushed and eyes glinting, and places his own hand on top of Lan Wangji's. The kiss Lan Wangji gives him right then speaks of love and desire and hope. It echoes through their mating bond, almost as overwhelming as Wei Wuxian's heat and the pleasure they both feel, and it is with their lips locked that Lan Wangji knots him. Wei Wuxian shudders when he comes on Lan Wangji's knot, clenching around him and making a mess between their bodies. Lan Wangji himself trembles above him when he comes before collapsing on top of Wei Wuxian, nose tucked against his neck, breathing him in. Their hands, still entwined, cover Wei Wuxian's stomach.
I'm so hungry,
Wei Wuxian complains 4 days later, heat fucked out of him and skin hypersensitive. His back hurts, he's covered in bruises, and he's not entirely sure his legs will hold him if he stands up, but he feels great.
Lan Wangji promised to take care of him, and so he did. Thoroughly. Several times a day. Wei Wuxian really does have the best mate. Lan Wangji kisses Wei Wuxian's temple before he gets up from their nest. Lan Wangji had sensibly cleaned their nest half an hour ago, and Wei Wuxian contented himself with rolling around in a freshly made bed. And as comfortable as his current spot is, Wei Wuxian needs food before he perishes. His mouth waters when he sees Lan Wangji come back with a tray. He doesn't bother getting up from the bed, knowing his mate will come to him, and then smiles to himself when Lan Wangji does just that. Thank you, Alpha. Wei Wuxian throws a kiss at Lan Wangji before attacking the portions of spicy food. Careful, Lan Wangji warns him, one hand coming to rest against Wei Wuxian's back. Wei Wuxian slows down a bit, but only so he can feed the non-spicy food to Lan Wangji. He's also sure that if he hadn't had all the sex these past 4 days, he'd be feeling something at the way Lan Wangji's lips graze his fingers every time he brings some food up to his mate's mouth. Right now, the only feeling in Wei Wuxian's heart is happiness that he's providing for his mate. Something Lan Wangji can definitely tell through their mating bond, judging by the way his eyes turn dark and his lips curl up at the corners. Do you think it worked? Wei Wuxian asks in between bites of food. He sneaks a glance down to his flat stomach, thoughts wandering to how big it will look if he's carrying Lan Wangji's little one. Lan Wangji doesn't even bother to remind him not to speak while he's eating. Too early to know, Lan Wangji reminds him with a small kiss to the corner of his mouth. But yes. Wei Wuxian's heart flutters. Lan Chan, so confident. Lan Wangji kisses him again, this time full on the lips. I have reason to be. Wei Wuxian laughs and pokes his mate's chest. Hong Guan Jun, so sure of his skills. Lan Wangji gives him a look. Do you disagree? Wei Wuxian flushes, mind flashing to the last 4 days of his heat, and then changes the subject. Anyway, did I tell you that Nie Huaisang finally moved to Lotus Pier? He even convinced Jiang Cheng to let him bring his birds. Jiang Wanyan did not need convincing, Lan Wangji says, and Wei Wuxian can't help but laugh. You're right. Huaisang has my brother wrapped around his finger. Wei Wuxian leans against Lan Wangji's side and nuzzles his cheek. Just like I have you wrapped around my finger, huh? Lan Wangji nuzzles him back. Finish your food. You need your strength. So does our little one, goes unsaid. Wei Wuxian grins at his mate and for once does as he's told. Wei Wuxian's mate is important. It comes with being sect leader, with Lan Wangji having accepted the role after Lan Xichen and Nie Mingjue's mating. This means that Lan Wangji has duties and needs to attend meetings and has to listen to utterly boring people ask him for things. Wei Wuxian, not liking to spend time away from his mate, joins him in said meetings sometimes, but only when Lan Tijin is away. Wei Wuxian isn't fond of Lan Wangji's uncle, but he wouldn't want the old man to cheat EVA just because Wei Wuxian decided to cozy up to his mate while Lan Wangji conducted sect leader business. As it happens, Lan Tijin is far, far, far away right now, and Wei Wuxian is leaning against Lan Wangji's side, while sect leader Yao goes on and on about border skirmishes and other things that prove he's not that competent in his role. Wei Wuxian doesn't know. He hasn't been paying attention. He's been distracted by this awful smell coming off someplace next to sect leader Yao. It makes his stomach churn and his palms turn clammy and his head hurt. Sect leader Yao leans forward. So as you see, Hong Guan Jun, I'm sorry, but what is that? Wei Wuxian interrupts him. He scrunches up his nose in disgust, leaning away from sect leader Yao. How dare you interrupt? Sect leader Yao starts, only to be cut off again. Wei Ying, Lan Wangji turns to him, brows furrowing in concern. Seriously, what is that? Wei Wuxian gestures a hand at the pouch near sect leader Yao's side. Why does it smell terrible? Sect leader Yao sputters, face turning red in anger. Excuse me? Explain, Lan Wangji demands, eyes narrowed. Is it dead? It smells like it's dead. Nothing's dead, sect leader Yao spits out. You insolent... Explain, Lan Wangji says again. His tone is so sharp and cutting that sect leader Yao reels back.
Hung Wanjun, sect leader Lan.
Sect leader Yao grabs the pouch and opens it.
It is only tea.
Wei Wuxian's world spins. And as the awful smell of the tea hits his nose full force, he throws up all over sect leader Yao's robes.
I promise I'm fine, Wei Wuxian pats Lang Wangji on the chest. I started feeling better as soon as sect leader Yao took off running.
It was a beautiful sight, if Wei Wuxian's being honest.
We will wait for a healer, Lan Wangji tells him as he holds Wei Wuxian close to his lap.
Fine.
Wei Wuxian sighs and rests his head on Lan Wangji's shoulder.
Do you think this is morning sickness?
It's still a little too early for them to tell if Wei Wuxian is pregnant or not, but a healer who is more knowledgeable than both of them on the subject will certainly be able to.
It is afternoon, Lan Wangji points out, but his amusement rings through the bond.
Lan Chan, don't make fun of me,
Wei Wuxian pouts.
Why are you so mean to your poor pregnant mate?
Lan Wangji's arms tighten around Wei Wuxian. They don't have to wait long until the healer arrives, bowing gracefully to Lan Wangji, before turning to Wei Wuxian and ordering him to jump on the exam bed. Wei Wuxian has to fight Lan Wangji only a little bit to let him go, and his mate still hovers by his side, while Wei Wuxian is poked and pinched with spiritual energy.
So, did I eat some bad congee or am I pregnant?
Wei Wuxian blurts out, unable to help himself.
The healer smiles a little.
For Lan, that means she's practically screaming with happiness.
It would be the latter. Congratulations.
Wei Ying,
Lan Chan whispers so softly but with so much feeling packed behind it that Wei Wuxian starts to tear up.
Lan Chan, we did it!
Wei Wuxian laughs as tears run down his cheek.
We're having a little one.
Lan Wangji stares at him, their bond a mess of feelings, before he bends down and captures Wei Wuxian's lips in a kiss. His tears, when they come, mix with Wei Wuxian's own.
How are you feeling?
Jiang Yanli asks. Wei Wuxian wrinkles his nose at his sister, but doesn't stop her fussing. That would involve letting go of Jin Ling, and Wei Wuxian finds that he very much enjoys holding his nephew. Not only is it good practice for his little one's arrival in a few months, but Jin Ling is so cute.
You know I'm fine,
Wei Wuxian answers when Jiang Yanli raises an eyebrow at him. No more sickness, no more throwing up on important sect leaders. Jin Zixuan had been Wei Wuxian's latest victim upon their arrival at the Cloud Recesses a week ago. Wei Wuxian had taken one look at his golden robes and thrown up all over his boots.
I'm glad you're feeling better,
Jiang Yanli says with a small smile and pats Wei Wuxian on the arm. I wouldn't want our visit to put you under stress. Wei Wuxian scoffs.
Shuxie, you and Jin Ling don't stress me. Isn't that right, Jin Ling?
Jin Ling blinks up at Wei Wuxian and then burps.
See, he agrees with me.
Jiang Yanli laughs a little, and they both pointedly ignore the lack of Jin Zixuan's name in that statement. The peacock is done right by his Shuxie, but Wei Wuxian likes to pretend he still finds Jin Zixuan the most annoying person. It's how they bond.
Asian, if you have any questions about...
Jiang Yanli trails off and glances down at Wei Wuxian's stomach. The curve of it is barely visible under his dark robes, but mixed with the sweet curl of Wei Wuxian's scent, it's obvious that he's pregnant.
I know, thank you, Wei Wuxian grins. Besides, Lan Chan's been researching.
That's an understatement. Lan Wangji has been reading scrolls upon scrolls on pregnancy and labor and parenthood. He's been taking notes and leaving them around the Xingxi in places sure to catch Wei Wuxian's eye. It's adorable, and Wei Wuxian's heart flutters every time he thinks about it, or sees a piece of paper that neatly explains what's to be expected for his fourth month of pregnancy.
Is that all he's been doing?
Jiang Yanli asks with a small smile and a light flush to her cheeks.
Shuxie, baby ears!
Wei Wuxian cradles Jin Ling close to his chest and stares at her with horror and delight mixed in his expression.
It hasn't been all that his mate's been doing,
Wei Wuxian flushes just thinking about Lan Wangji and how much he has been touching him, scenting him, spoiling him. This is as pampered as Wei Wuxian has ever been, and he loves it.
Speaking of him,
Jiang Yanli smiles at Lan Wangji as he steps into the room and extends a hand out to Jin Zixuan, who follows right behind.
Lady Jiang,
Lan Wangji bows at her before taking a seat beside Wei Wuxian. Their mating bond flickers with love and excitement when Lan Wangji takes in his mate holding Xin Ling close.
Wei Ying.
Lan Chan.
Wei Wuxian breathes out and leans in close to his mate. Lan Wangji nuzzles his hairline and brushes a kiss to his temple while he brings one hand to rest on Wei Wuxian's back.
Are you done doing boring sect leader stuff? Then have lunch with us.
Wei Wuxian smiles at his mate, and Lan Wangji smiles back with just a twitch of his lips. A throat clears, making Wei Wuxian turn his head. Jin Zixuan rolls his eyes at him while Jiang Yanli looks like she's holding back laughter.
Are you two done?
Jin Zixuan asks. Wei Wuxian blinks at him and then looks down at Xin Ling.
I'm going to make sure you grow up to be nothing like your father.
In between Lan Wangji's amusement shining through the bond, Jin Zixuan sputters, and Jiang Yanli's fond exasperation, Wei Wuxian lets himself feel lucky for having a family like this.
Lan Chan, I hope our child is as diligent as you are.
Wei Wuxian sighs and accepts the tea his mate carefully offers him. This one doesn't smell like dead things and does wonders to soothe Wei Wuxian's stomach.
I hope they have your smile,
Lan Wangji says, thumb coming up to press down on the corner of Wei Wuxian's mouth. Wei Wuxian can't help himself, lips curving up under Lan Wangji's touch.
Wei Ying has a beautiful smile.
Lan Chan!
Wei Wuxian hides his flushing face behind his hands and ignores the fondness that echoes through their mating bond.
Be careful with your poor mate's heart.
Lan Wangji wraps his hands around Wei Wuxian's wrists so that he can pull them away from Wei Wuxian. Wei Wuxian resists only a little, his skin flushed pink with pleasure and embarrassment, and only squirms once when Lan Wangji leans in to brush their noses together and press a sweet kiss to Wei Wuxian's lips.
A beautiful smile,
Lan Wangji repeats in a low voice and kisses him again.
Lana Gaga, you're so mean to me,
Wei Wuxian says.
What will our little one think?
They will agree with me,
Lan Wangji says, and then does something that always makes Wei Wuxian want to smile and burst into tears at the same time. He places his hands on either side of Wei Wuxian's hips and moves down until he can gently rest his cheek on Wei Wuxian's stomach.
Won't you?
He asks their child in a soft voice, as if they will answer, and nuzzles up against Wei Wuxian's robes. Wei Wuxian melts. He starts carting his fingers through Lan Wangji's hair and doesn't even make fun of him when Lan Wangji starts rumbling in pure and content joy. The first time Wei Wuxian feels his little one move, Jiang Cheng is yelling at him.
I did not come here so you could convince Huizeng to add another stupid flock of mountain birds to our house.
Jiang Cheng starts as soon as he sees Wei Wuxian come down one of the mountain paths.
Jiang Cheng,
Wei Wuxian tries to say, but his brother cuts him off.
There are birds shitting all over Lotus Pier already.
Wei Wuxian presses his lips together so he won't laugh.
He didn't really have to convince Nie Huizeng of anything.
When that one gets an idea, nothing will stop him from getting what he wants. And if Jiang Cheng really was bothered by Nie Huizeng's birds, he would have found a way to stop this. Jiang Cheng's face reddens and Zidian sparks.
Last month, one of them tried to fly away with Sandu. I had to fight a bird for my own fucking sword.
Now, Jiang Cheng, it's really not my fault if...
Everything stops. There's a small flutter, soft like butterfly wings, inside Wei Wuxian. It is unlike anything he's ever felt before, and it freezes him on the spot. Jiang Cheng frowns at him.
Wei Wuxian?
Wei Wuxian stares down at his round stomach and tentatively puts his hands on top of it. And then there's the flutter again. Wei Wuxian gasps.
What is it?
Jiang Cheng rushes to him.
Are you okay? Is it the baby? Do you need me to get you to Hongguanjun?
I'm...
Wei Wuxian's throat works as he chokes down on a laugh.
You're what?
Jiang Cheng snaps and wraps an arm around Wei Wuxian's back.
Are you in labor? In pain?
Wei Wuxian finds himself close to tears.
I'm fine. You're crying.
Jiang Cheng's face is turning red again, but now for an entirely different reason.
That's it. Hold on to me. I'm flying you back to your mate.
Jiang Cheng. Neither of them get to say anything. A flash of white cuts through the trees, and Lan Wangji basically jumps off of Bichen to stand in front of Wei Wuxian. His hair is windblown, and there's a wildness to his eyes that makes Wei Wuxian's heart skip a beat.
Wei Ying, what is it? The bond?
Lan Wangji rushes to him, hands hovering over Wei Wuxian's sides.
Lan Chan!
Wei Wuxian laughs and cries at the same time. He grabs one of Lan Wangji's hands and places it over his stomach.
I can feel them.
Lan Wangji's eyes widen and then his gaze drops to Wei Wuxian's middle.
Do you think?
Wei Wuxian shakes his head and his heart clenches at the disappointment he can feel from his mate.
It's too early yet. Shuxia said it took some time from when she started feeling Jinling moving around until Jin Zishuan could feel it with his hands.
So you're not dying?
Jiang Cheng asks. Wei Wuxian startles a bit, having forgotten he was there.
I'm not dying.
He huffs out a laugh and grins at Jiang Cheng.
You were worried about me?
Fuck.
Jiang Cheng curses and takes a step back.
You were.
Wei Wuxian opens his arms and tries to catch his brother in a hug.
Jiang Cheng, you love me.
Get away from me.
Jiang Cheng snarls but doesn't try too hard to flee.
I was worried about my niece or nephew.
And me. You were worried about me.
Wei Wuxian wraps his arms around Jiang Cheng's shoulders and squeezes him tight.
Thank you.
Jiang Cheng huffs and glares at Lan Wangji.
Take your mate off of me.
Wei Wuxian flutters his lashes at Lan Wangji and happily lets go of Jiang Cheng so he can skip back to his mate.
We should go back. I need to tell Shuxia about this.
Lan Wangji nods.
And brother, he will want to know.
Wei Wuxian side-eyes Jiang Cheng.
Lan Xichen has been sending weekly letters asking for updates on the baby. Unlike some brothers I know.
I came to visit you,
Jiang Cheng grumbles.
See if I ever show up again.
You'll have to,
Wei Wuxian points one finger at his stomach.
This one needs you to teach him how to yell.
Jiang Cheng's face twists before settling into something almost proud.
I am a good yeller.
Yelling is forbidden, Lan Wangji pipes up. Jiang Cheng narrows his eyes at him.
Not at Lotus Pier,
he turns to Wei Wuxian.
You make sure to bring your kid around so he can yell at our junior disciples.
I'd love to,
Wei Wuxian says, and means it. Lan Wangji gasps. It is a small sound that is almost lost in between the ruffle of clothing, but Wei Wuxian catches it.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Wei Wuxian says, staring down at his round stomach. He doesn't know whether to be fascinated or horrified. Their little one kicks again, stronger this time, and the shape of their little foot can be seen through the soft skin of Wei Wuxian's belly. Wei Wuxian pokes at the place and then giggles when he gets an answering kick back. Lan Wangji molds himself to Wei Wuxian's back, hands cradling the bump until his palms slide up to the place their little one kicked. He's been able to feel their child punching and kicking and stretching for some time now, but this is the first time something so visible has happened. Wei Wuxian grunts when their child kicks again, but then his lips curl up into a happy smile when he feels Lan Wangji press back against their child's foot. He can also feel Lan Wangji's smile curving against the meat of his shoulder, and the awe that pulses through their mating bond.
They're strong,
Lan Wangji murmurs, and his thumb rubs soothing circles over Wei Wuxian's skin.
Of course they are,
Wei Wuxian huffs.
They're ours. Is there anyone stronger in the cultivation world than Hong Guanjun?
Probably,
Lan Wangji teases and then kisses the edge of Wei Wuxian's jaw when Wei Wuxian tries to argue. Wei Wuxian melts. He's no match for his mate when Lan Wangji is in a mood to be sweet. Not that Wei Wuxian wants to fight him. It's just fun to tease him sometimes.
My mate is so mean to me,
Wei Wuxian sighs and tilts his head to the side, giving Lan Wangji more access.
He comes up to me and puts his hands on me and kisses my neck and doesn't do anything else. Torture is what this is.
Do you want me to do something else? Lan Wangji asks at the same time his teeth nip at the mating mark on Wei Wuxian's neck. Wei Wuxian whines and turns around in Lan Wangji's arms. Their lips meet in a deep and all-consuming kiss, and Wei Wuxian moans against Lan Wangji's mouth when he starts leading them to their bed. It takes no time at all until they're naked, and Lan Wangji is slowly rocking up into him as Wei Wuxian straddles his lap. Lan Wangji's eager hands touch him all over, his back, his straining thighs, his curved stomach. They stop to play with his nipples before they move up to tangle through his hair, and all Wei Wuxian can do is surrender to the sensation of his mate all around him. They both come when Lan Wangji knots him, and Wei Wuxian only complains a little when Lan Wangji shifts them in bed so they can be more comfortable.
We're going to have to stop doing this soon, Wei Wuxian says, and clenches around Lan Wangji's knot, biting down on his bottom lip so he won't groan at how good it feels.
I'll be too big for either of us to be comfortable.
Lan Wangji kisses his shoulder, his neck, his cheek.
We will find a way.
Wei Wuxian snorts a weak laugh and nuzzles his mate, loving the scent of them mixed together.
I'm sure you will. I'm going to sleep now, okay, Lan Chan? Love you.
I love you too.
Lan Wangji presses another kiss, this time to his forehead.
Wei Ying.
You're big,
is the first thing Nie Mingjue tells him when he and Lan Xichen arrive at the cloud recesses. Lan Xichen stares at his mate with such open fondness spread across his face that Wei Wuxian can't even be upset at Nie Mingjue's words. Not that he's lying. Wei Wuxian's stomach is bigger than the last time Nie Mingjue and Lan Xichen came to visit. In fact, he's so big he'll probably go into labor any time now.
I'm growing an entire person inside of me,
Wei Wuxian cradles his bump.
That's what happens.
You are well, then?
Lan Xichen asks him with a smile after he finishes greeting his brother.
I am. We all are. Right, Lan Chan?
Lan Wangji nods. Lan Xichen's smile grows even wider at that.
I'm glad.
Lan Xichen and Nie Mingjue don't need directing. This used to be Lan Xichen's home, after all. But Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian still walk them to their rooms before they all head out to have dinner with Lan Tijin. Wei Wuxian hasn't seen much of him during his pregnancy, since stress isn't good for the child. But Lan Tijin's insisted on monthly dinners to check on their little one's progress. This should be the final one before the birth.
I could do without some of the kicking,
Wei Wuxian admits, and, just as the words are right out of his mouth, he feels a little foot hit him somewhere unpleasant as his little one decides to stretch and turn around.
Ugh, child, you're as mean to me as your father.
Lan Wangji raises an eyebrow at him, but gently places one hand on Wei Wuxian's now lopsided stomach. Their child settles at once, giving only a soft kick right where Lan Wangji's palm rests. Wei Wuxian blinks at his mate.
You know I'm going to make you go to them whenever they wake us up at night, right? One touch from Hong Wan Jun and our baby is quiet.
Lan Wangji nuzzles Wei Wuxian's temple.
I will not mind.
Wei Wuxian whines low in his throat and hisses.
Don't you start. Xichenga is right there.
I do not mind,
Lan Xichen pipes up, a glint in his eyes.
It is good to see you both so happy.
Nie Mingjue nods. His eyes keep glancing down at Wei Wuxian's bump.
Do they really kick so hard?
They do,
Wei Wuxian says, and without any shame adds,
I even peed my pants one time.
Nie Mingjue's eyes widen just as Lan Xichen presses his lips together not to laugh.
And that is but one of the reasons I do not wish to go through a pregnancy.
Lan Xichen sighs and leans against Nie Mingjue's arm. Nie Mingjue snakes a hand around Lan Xichen's waist and holds him close. Wei Wuxian feels a rush of affection run through the mating bond and sneaks a glance at Lan Wangji. He grabs his mate's hand and gives it a squeeze. He knows this was a concern for the twin jades, that Lan Xichen might have to mate someone who would force him to produce heirs despite his wishes not to. Nie Mingjue understands and respects his wishes and has already made arrangements for who the next Nie sect heir should be.
You are a wise man, Seo-jun.
Wei Wuxian tries to bow, but his swollen stomach stops him.
Not that I wouldn't go through this again.
Something else runs through the bond now. Something warm and heavy that makes Wei Wuxian's heart skip a beat. When he turns to Lan Wangji, it is to see his mate's eyes go dark. An answering heat builds up inside him, and he leans in close to bump his nose against Lan Wangji's.
Okay, we're leaving,
Nia Mingjue abruptly says, already dragging Lan Xichen away.
We will see you for dinner.
Lan Xichen waves at them.
Bye.
Lan Chan, Lan Aguga,
Wei Wuxian whispers.
Do you think we have time?
If we hurry, Lan Wangji says, and then wastes no time in gathering Wei Wuxian up in his arms. Wei Wuxian grins and holds on for the ride. Lan Tijan narrows his eyes at them when they arrive for dinner. Wei Wuxian bows as much as he can, which is not a lot, and then blinks innocently at him. He knows Lan Wangji's scent covers his skin, knows his cheeks are flushed. But there is nothing outwardly about his appearance that shows he just got the brain sucked out of him through his dick a few minutes before.
Wangji, Wei Wuxian,
Lan Tijan says and steps inside to let them inside the room. Lan Wangji bows.
Uncle.
Lan Wangji places a hand to the small of Wei Wuxian's back and leads him. Lan Xichen and Nia Mingjue are already there. Wei Wuxian can't help but flash a smile and wink at Nia Mingjue. When Nia Mingjue narrows his eyes at him and glances from him to Lan Wangji and back again.
Mingjue, Lan Xichen elbows his mate in the ribs. You remember what it was like.
Nia Mingjue's eyes glaze over for a second before he clears his throat and gives Lan Xichen a sharp nod. If Wei Wuxian didn't know any better, he'd say that's a blush covering Nia Mingjue's cheeks. Lan Tijan still looks mildly suspicious when they all sit down for dinner. But that quickly goes away when Lan Xichen engages him in conversation. Wei Wuxian tunes them out in favor of eating the bland food in front of him. It tastes particularly awful today, so much so that Wei Wuxian's stomach cramps painfully when he swallows.
Wei Ying,
Lan Wangji asks, angling his body to him when Wei Wuxian stiffens and a flicker of pain echoes through the bond.
I'm fine, Wei Wuxian says quietly. I think the food isn't agreeing with me today.
You don't have to force yourself to eat,
Lan Wangji promises him. Wei Wuxian nods at his mate and takes a deep breath. He places one hand on his bump. Lan Wangji squeezes his shoulder before they go back to eating. Wei Wuxian spends the rest of dinner without feeling even a minor twinge of pain and finds himself relaxing as the evening stretches on. Which is why, of course, as soon as he lets his guard down, he feels another stab of pain shoot through his lower back, hips, and stomach.
This isn't good,
Wei Wuxian groans as Lan Wangji turns to him, one hand coming to rest on his back while the other goes for his wrist.
Should we call for someone?
Lan Xichen asks, eyes wide in alarm.
Take him, Wangji, Lan Tijan tells him. We will wait for news.
Lan Wangji nods at his uncle and unceremoniously lifts Wei Wuxian up in his arms. Wei Wuxian holds on to him, the same way he did only a couple of hours ago, but now with an entirely different feeling in his heart.
Is this really happening? Do you think we'll have our little one with us tomorrow?
Wei Wuxian asks, breath ghosting over Lan Wangji's mating mark. Lan Wangji growls softly, the sound of it making Wei Wuxian shiver just as another stab of pain hits him. Lan Wangji hurries. A healer is already waiting for them when they get to the birth room. Lan Wangji settles Wei Wuxian down on their nest before kneeling by his side and grabbing his hand. As it turns out, this is happening. The night is filled with pain, bodily fluids Wei Wuxian has never seen before, and the sound of his voice ringing through the Jingxi as he curses Lan Wangji for doing this to him. Wei Wuxian grits his teeth and squeezes Lan Wangji's hand through the birth of their child. Tears running down his eyes and his heartbeat in his ears. The first loud cry of their little one brings out an answering sob from deep within Wei Wuxian's chest.
Can I see them? How are they?
Wei Wuxian asks, trying to see past his happy tears.
He is perfect,
Lan Wangji says. His voice is thick with emotion, and when Wei Wuxian lifts his head up to stare at his mate, the pure happiness that pulses through their mating bond can be seen plainly on his face. Wei Wuxian's heart all but stops when he sees the tiny bundle in Lan Wangji's arms. Their little one's face is scrunched up as he cries, and he is the most beautiful baby Wei Wuxian has ever seen in his entire life. "Hello, little one," Wei Wuxian coos, and brushes a finger down the bridge of his son's little nose. His son twitches and stops crying, recognizing Wei Wuxian's scent and knowing he's safe.
"Lan Chan, Lan Chan, look at what we made."
"I am."
Lan Wangji takes his eyes off their child only long enough so he can kiss Wei Wuxian once, deep and quick.
"I love you."
"I love you too,"
Wei Wuxian says and means it with all of his heart. He gazes back at their child.
"And we love you, Lan Yuan, so much."
"So much,"
Lan Wangji echoes and bends down to nuzzle their son's cheek. Lan Yuan yawns and squirms a little in Lan Wangji's arms before he settles back down.
"We have the most beautiful child in the entire world," Wei Wuxian declares. "Apologies to Xinling."
Lan Wangji nods. "It is not excessive exultation if it is true."
"Because lying is forbidden."
Wei Wuxian grins at his mate, but his mirth is interrupted by a yawn.
"Rest," Lan Wangji tells him with a sweet kiss. "We will be here when you wake up."
"Thank you, Lans, for your arm strength," Wei Wuxian murmurs and kisses his mate again. "So you can hold our son while I sleep."
Lan Wangji smiles at him with just a little curl of his lips.
"Our son."
"Our son,"
Wei Wuxian smiles.
"Maybe next time we can try for another one? Or a daughter?"
Wei Ying.
The end. Author's end notes, because they're too cute to not include. Wei Wuxian wakes up to see Lan Wangji calmly telling newborn Ayuan about Gusulan's sleeping schedule.
"It is fine to break the rules if it is for a special occasion."
Lan Wangji kissing Ayuan on the forehead.
"You are a special occasion."
Wei Wuxian.
"My heart! It cannot take this amount of love!"